This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates the holidays, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh yeah, a little Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. Hoff, what do you have for us today?
All right, Sal, I'm going to give this one to you
first.
Yeah. Bold Face Truth, Bold Face Lie.
Yes.
Giants and Jets will both draft in the top four in 2025.
You have the tankathon up right now?
I did. Okay. Yes, I do. I have it.
And where are we at right now?
We have the Giants at 3 and the Jets at 6.
Who's ahead of the Giants?
Jacksonville and the Raiders.
Jets have an easy schedule. They have the Titans. I'm sorry, you're up. That's something to consider.
Feel free. If you're a show, you can jump in.
I'm thinking it's like we're just doing a regular segment.
So you're saying two picks in the top four?
Yeah.
No, I don't think both. I think the Jets will end up winning some games here and screwing it up.
Oof. All right, so.
Bold face lie.
I'm hoping it's a bold-faced truth, and I'm leaning in that direction, that it's going to be a bold-faced truth.
Mm.
You know, I mean, who are the Jets going to beat? I know the Dolphins are a little bit of turmoil here, but are they going to beat the Dolphins?
They're not beating Miami,
I don't think so. That Rams game, you know, the Rams are so much better coached, and you can see them losing that game.
Yeah,
it's probably a similar game to Seattle, similar path. I think the Jets maybe win one, maybe the Jaguars game down there, maybe. Man, I mean, I don't know who the hell the Giants can beat. So
didn't that happen last time with the tank for Trevor year? Where
it was the Rams. They beat the Rams out there in L.A.
Oh, the Jaguars. Okay,
yeah,
right.
Frank Gore got the first down. I was very excited. I wanted to punch my TV.
Yeah, you might be right. Maybe the Jets only win one more.
I think there's a chance. I'm going to say truth here. Jets and Giants now finish what? Top four?
Top four.
I'm going top four.
And we actually did this
Jets
one before.
Jets are where right now?
Six,
yeah. We did this before, and I'm proud of Sal and BT, both of you. Sal, you kept your same opinion. BT, you changed your mind. I'm happy. You're on my page. You understand. This is going to happen. They're both going to draft in the top four.
They both stink. They're terrible.
For the record, I'd like to see it. I mean, it's been
terrible.
We might as well have a payoff and have them both picking one and two in the draft.
Can you imagine Giants 1, Jets 2?
Yeah, not that that's going to do anything differently.
Or Giants 2, Jets 4, happened in 2017.
Yeah. We've talked a lot about the quarterbacks not being a great class. Which running backs can the Giants take at number two if they have that top pick again? All right, what do you got?
Saquon available?
Yeah, right.
Okay. BT.
Yeah.
Bold face lie, bold face truth. The Mets will retire David Wright's number this year.
It seems like it's going to be a bold face truth, and I've seen the reports. I don't know if there's quite been a true confirmation. A lot of whispers out there. Seems like there's enough smoke where you're going to see this happen. And I'm all for it. I think David Wright is the best Met that I've ever seen, honestly. And we all know the names. It's not an incredibly long list. But before David Wright's back went out, between hitting for average, outside of his first year at Citi Field, I know, hitting for average, hitting for power, picking it at third, having a couple of years where he stole 20-something bags, just a class act. I love David Wright. Bald-faced truth.
Yeah, I don't believe any of these reports. I'm also going bald-faced truth. It just makes sense. The anniversary of the 2015 team as well, where Wright played in the World Series for the first time. So I think it's going to happen. I love Wright. Great dude. We had him on. We had a lot of fun with him. He's an all-time great Met. He's not the best Met I've ever seen, but I mean, when you look at it as far as homegrown, what he meant, the way he carried himself for the franchise, all those different things. In that aspect, yeah, then maybe he is the greatest Met that I've ever seen. But as far as talent goes, I'm not putting him.
Who's better?
I'd still Beltran. I'd still go Piazza at their peak. I think Lindor can make a case for that eventually if he continues to do what he's done here. He's up there, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But even the The problem is, BT, on those teams, like, he got overshadowed a little bit by Delgado, by Beltran. They were loaded, and right, even Reyes was up there. I'd put him probably top three or four.
I just got a look real fast out before we get the last one here. 07, he had a war of almost 9.
Yeah.
All right. He steals 34 bases. His OPS is 963. He hits 325, wins a gold glove.
Yeah.
I think he's better than all those guys.
It was a good year. All right, go ahead.
And by the way, just to put David Wright over. In 2015, when he came back from 4 months off, had that electric home run in 2015.
One of my favorite moments ever.
Of all time.
Yeah.
And he still has the best catch ever in New York. That bare hand.
Was that in San Francisco down the line? That little, crazy.
Over the shoulder bare hand. Yeah. It was awesome. Much better than Jeter.
Not even close. Not even close.
Not even better than Winfield scale on the wall. Look at some of the old video. I mean, come on. Just because you guys didn't see it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Bald face truth, bald face lie. Sal. Yeah. Jameis Winston will be a starting QB in New York next season.
That's a bold-faced lie. I mean, I know why you're asking that. And by the way, I would love it. He is fun to watch.
He is.
He may not be great as far as throwing some interceptions, and he threw the two pick sixes last night. He is entertaining as hell. They could score a lot of points with him at quarterback. He's having fun out there. He's saying some fun, crazy things. We could do a lot worse. We have done a lot worse. I'd love to see Jameis here with either the Giants or Jets. I'm going to say it's a bold face lie, though. I don't think that he's going to fit with what they're looking for.
I think you're probably right. I'm going to say I'm with you. Bold face lie. They're going to, both teams should be in the market for that bridge guy, and both teams should draft the quarterback if they love him enough to validate that kind of an early pick here. I don't want to see a reach, but I think both teams will be in the quarterback market in the first round. It could be Darnold, could be some other guys that we've talked about that we've already seen here. But Jameis, I like Jameis. I really do. Still a little too reckless, a little too sloppy, but he's fun as hell to watch. But I don't think it's going to happen.
All right, now I have one here because that's it for us. Right, Hoff? With the ball? Okay, I have one here. This is for BT and Dove. I'm going to start with BT.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie. Hoff's hair looks good with that part in it without the hat. That's a bald-faced truth or a bald-faced lie?
Okay, I like it. I do. I noticed it. It's a bald-faced truth there. It's very debonair. I mean, he finally looks classy for once instead of always wearing the hoodies and the jerseys and the... I think it's a very good look for you. It covers up that bald spot, which, by the way, is growing by the month here.
Yeah. Thank you.
As your son pointed out last night, little aunt, love him. And I just think it's kind of like... I don't know. You'd fit in well on the Titanic. Now, the Titanic may have sunk quicker if you were on it.
Yeah. You said it's a truth. It looks good. You're comparing it to
I just messed around. But, that's how they wore their hair. That's what I'm saying. I think it looks good. Yeah. I like it.
All right, Dove, what about you? Bold face truth, bold face lie. You like Hoff's new hair?
Lie.
Yeah, bold face lie, right? Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Not a fan.
Why like it messy or you like it with a hat on more?
It should be shorter, actually.
Now, you gotta.
Shorter.
Here's the thing. The sides to me, this always drove me nuts, and you could relate to BT because we both have the same haircut.
Go ahead.
When the sides would grow more than the top.
Oh, forget about it. Unacceptable.
I hated it. Like, it used to drive me nuts. So I'd always, even if I tried to save whatever was on top of me, the sides and back would always be shaved or faded at least. Hoff has the back and sides growing. And he's got that little, as you said, Titanic top going on.
I have everything growing. Yes.
I think maybe a little Hoff makeover is in order here.
Oh.
I'm not saying like you're far off. I'm just saying the haircut. If you're not going to wear the hats, I like Hoff with a hat.
You've been killing me recently. The weight,
I didn't kill you the weight. I just asked you how much you weighed. I didn't kill you. Have you lost? Where are we at? Do we have an update on that?
It's going down a little bit.
Is it really?
Have we under three yet?
No, I'm looking out for you. 5 days ago, you asked him, and it was
right, exactly.
After Thanksgiving.
You sound like my wife. Did you lose weight yet, babe? We just talked about this 5 minutes ago. Right, you got to give me some time.
Building.
Wait, there's no way you lost weight during Thanksgiving. Yeah, it had to go up, too. It didn't go down.
No, it went down.
Well, he was with the Giants. Why? He wasn't even home.
That's how big I was.
That is true. The bigger you are, the easier it is to lose weight initially.
But here's what you got to do. It sounds kind of onto something here. I like the part. You've got to get more of a blend, a little fade on the sides.
Yeah,
there.
I could do some work on the hair. I
got to do that.
Yeah, like a haircut. We haven't had it. Like, we do it all the time ourselves.
Well, I remember getting buzzers about 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago. I would just zap it. Yeah. I'd do one clip all around. Yeah. And I was like a fanatic. I'd do it once every 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
Because I'm with you. Like, once the sides... And I never let it get to this point, but it's
horrible on the side.
You guys are like a cult, and BT tried to get me to do this, too, when he shaved my head about a year ago.
I did?
He thought I was going to be all in on being bald the rest of my life. Not happening.
And you look good.
I looked great. I got a lot of compliments.
You looked like a badass, actually.
Hey, when the Knicks make the playoffs as a show, we all have to shave our heads like they used to do.
Dove, too?
Yeah, of course.
Dove first.
Dove, the Knicks fan.
Dove first. All right, BT and Sal, the fan, will come back, reset it with the crowd topic of the day, and get to your calls at 888-808-1019.